I'd like to take a moment to let you all know about a new nonprofit organization started by my brother Craig. It's called Treats and Truth. They fill oversized brown lunch bags with snack items, chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, etc. Also, a bottle of water, toothbrush, toothpaste, sanitary wipes, and most importantly, a small gospel tract book of John. No cigar? I'll have to talk to him about that. The bags are then hand-delivered to the homeless and people in need in and around the Los Angeles area. Let's help get this ministry off the ground. They're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so any and all donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Visit their website at treatsandtruth.org. Check out the show notes for the link. Also, please follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Welcome to episode 159 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope you're doing well, and I'm glad you've joined me. Today we're reading the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 16, with commentary from the notes in the Charles Spurgeon Study Bible, and I'm smoking the Perdomo Estate Selección Vintage Limited Edition Sungrown in the box-pressed Imperio 6x54 Vitola. So let's go on over to the Perdomo Cigars website and see what they have to say. The dark reddish-brown Cuban seed Nicaraguan sun-grown wrapper has a slightly spicy character with hints of oak and cedar. The Cuban seed Nicaraguan binder and filler offer a rich spiciness with oaky undertones. The combination of the wrapper, binder, and fillers in this blend offers robust flavors with rich, complex aromas and a smooth, long-lasting, oaky finish. And the wrapper is Nicaraguan sun-grown. Binder and filler are both Cuban seed Nicaraguan. Strength is medium to full body. Taste, rich and spicy. Finish, hints of oak and cedar. And suggested pairings are scotch and bourbon. And then the Vitolas are the Regente 5x54, Imperio 6x54, Prestigio 6.5x54 Torpedo, the Phantom 6.5x60, and the Aristocrata 7x54. That is the Perdomo Estate Selección Vintage Limited Edition Sungrown by Perdomo Cigars. So let's get back into this week's reading of the book of Luke in chapter 16. I'm reading from the English Standard Version, the ESV, and verse 1. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.'" And Spurgeon comments on verse 26, "A great chasm has been fixed between us and you, so that those who want to pass over from here to you cannot, neither can those from there cross over to us. God has raised up some apostolic spirits whose presence in a nation is like the rising of the sun. Darkness flies before them, and the light of salvation streams from them to tens of thousands. When they lift up their hands to preach, God gives them power to shake the gates of hell, and when they bend their knees to pray, they unlock the gates of heaven. Men like Baxter with a bursting heart of love, or Joseph Aleen with glowing tongue, or Whitefield with seraph's fire, or Wesley with cherub's zeal. These are the men who bless their age and are truly great. These men can go to the borders of the earth if they will. Their commission is coextensive with the human race. They are never as happy as when they are preaching. Woe to them if they do not preach the gospel, and when they preach it, God helps them. But they must cease from their labors soon, for in heaven they are not needed, and from hell they are excluded. Even my voice, feeble though it is, may win sinners to Jesus now, but if they die impenitent, it can never woo them again to a Savior." And back to Luke, verse 27. "And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. And that's the end of today's reading in the book of Luke. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the Charles Spurgeon Study Bible, as well as today's cigar. Also, Groundworks Ministries for daily Bible studies and devotionals. Treats and Truth Ministry, where you can get involved in helping to spread the gospel to and be a blessing to the homeless. And the Burning Bush Merchandise Store, where you can pick up some items to help spread the word about the show. If you know anyone who needs to hear this, please let them know about the podcast and help share the message of the Bible, the hope we have in Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at steve@theburningbushpodcast.com, which is linked in the show notes as well. So until next time, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.